The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit? And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I say it all the time, and I mean it, folks, because if you're not angry at this point in life, in this year, in this millennium, something's wrong with you. This country is crumbling because of an invasion that we could stop if we only would do what needs to be done. And guess what? We're doing it. And something happened last week concerning that went almost unnoticed by our side. Our side of the invasion is, of course, the good guys. It is a milestone in our constant fight to save our country for those who have a right to it. We're not saving it for illegal aliens and their rotten jackpot babies. We're saving it for Americans and their children of all races, all ethnicities, but for Americans only. The city of Irving, Texas. Oh, you're going to love this one, folks. It's a suburb of Dallas. It's an American city. They grew weary of the federal government's caca de toro when it comes to this invasion. They began dropping the hammer on illegal aliens, folks. They began dropping the hammer on illegal aliens because they were fed up with what the feds were not doing. It is doing it in a legal, federally sanctioned way. And believe me when I tell you, they ain't playing there, folks. They ain't playing at all. In the short time since they began this program, they've turned over more than 1,600 illegal aliens to ICE and are stepping up their operations to new heights. What are we doing? We're doing the right thing there in Texas, folks. And it's working. It is absolutely working. How do I know? The meddling Mexican consulate there in Texas has advised its nationals to avoid driving through Irving, Texas, for fear that a traffic stop could get them deported. Did you hear what I told you? The Mexican consulate in the state of Texas is advising their nationals not to drive through Irving, Texas, for fear that they could be deported. Imagine that. A plan so effective that a foreign government is warning the lawbreakers of the country to stay out of a certain city in order to continue their lawbreaking ways. If you stay in Irving, Texas, you will no longer be allowed to break the law again. So go somewhere else, my fellow Mexican, and break the law there. That's what the Mexican consulate is saying. Want further proof that it's working? Last week, an unprecedented 90 children were withdrawn from public school system there in Irving, Texas. 90 children were taken out of school. The parents said they are afraid to drive their children to work because of the possibility of being stopped and deported. Whoopee! I love it! I absolutely love it! Hispanic advocates have accused the police department of overzealously arresting illegal aliens for deportation. Now explain to me how you can be overzealous in enforcing the law. Can we overzealously go after forgers? Can we overzealously go after child molesters? Can we overzealously go after people who have just robbed a bank? No! You can't be too zealous when it comes to enforcing the law. And that's what they're doing in Irving, Texas. I applaud them. There are stories circulating, like one that a victim of an auto accident was determined to be an illegal alien and was deported. Fabulous! That's great! Another man who was having problems opening his garage door, and the police saw him. They thought he was trying to break in. The police were suspicious about the ID he used to prove it was his house, and guess what? They didn't like the ID, so they turned him over to ICE. He was deported. Outstanding! If you were in the country illegally, you should be deported. Period. Absolutely. Period. No qualification needed. You need to go. Anyone in Irving, Texas that is either a citizen or in the country legally has absolutely nothing to fear, regardless of their race, national origin, weight, height, size, religious beliefs, or anything else. If you are legal, you are legal, and you have nothing whatsoever to fear. And with all the claims of racial profiling, I will tell you this. All of the racial profiling in the world cannot profile somebody into being illegal if they're not. Now, unless, let's be honest about this. If indeed it was racial profiling, which it's not, but if it was, Either you're illegal or you're not. And if you're racially profiled and you've got the correct papers, you are let go. So you don't have to worry about being deported because you are, quote, racially profiled, unquote. It doesn't matter. But that's not even what they're doing down there. They're going after people. If they stop you at a traffic stop, they ask you for your papers. Are you legal? Everybody, not just Hispanics, any race of people. And if you don't have the right papers, guess what? Hasta la vista, baby. And you are out of here. Totally gone. I love it. Either they are or they ain't. And guess what? The ain'ts is on the run. The ain'ts can't hang around any longer. If you ain't legal, you got to go. And I love that, too. To quote a great American, my buddy D.A. King would say, enforcement works. That's what he always says, and he's right. Enforcement works. If this continues in Irving, Texas, at this level of enforcement and efficiency, folks, Irving and surrounding communities will shortly become an illegal, alien-free zone. This is what we have hoped for years, an illegal, alien-free zone. And guess what will happen then? The illegal aliens will go to Austin. They'll go to Houston. They'll go to San Antonio. They'll go to neighboring states. Can't go to Oklahoma because Oklahoma just dropped the hammer. But they're going to go to other places and try to be illegal there. And when they can't do that, they're going to spread to other states and maybe even to other countries. As we know, they are going to Canada now. But when this happens in our country, and we're not worried about Canada, they're on their own. When this happens in our country, and every municipality, every state, and they will adopt this policy, guess what? That hammer begins to be dropped on illegal aliens, and they will have to do what they never wanted to. They will have to go home, back to where they came from. I don't care if it's Zimbabwe. I don't care if it's England. I don't care if it's, let's pick a country, Mexico, wherever they're from. They got to go back because you can't stay here. It's like the man said, you ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. And that's what's happening now. This is a major thing for us, what's happening in Irving, Texas. Is it the cure-all? No. Is it a great thing? Yes. Because it is an example to the rest of the country what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to make it so uncomfortable for illegal aliens that they will leave. That they will go. They will say, you know what? I can't hang out here because there's nothing for me. There's no schooling. There's no work. There's no habitation. There's nothing. I got to go. And they will be gone, and they will leave us alone, and that's all we have ever asked as Americans, to have our country back for Americans. Now, those very people that were here illegally and go home, go down there and sign up to come here. Put your name on the waiting list, and when it comes up, you can come here, and we will welcome you. But not until you do that, and you will not be able to stay here and get amnesty, because we, as Americans, ain't having it. We never had it since 1986. We have said that's the last one. We're not going to have it again. And nobody, not the Congress, not the president, not these religious organizations, not these racist Rasa Nazi groups like Maldef and Lulac, none of them are going to dictate to us what we're going to have. We doing the dictating now. And boy, we some dictating fools all of a sudden, ain't we? This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Rimage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own internal affairs, internal criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our beloved country, the United States of America. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight listening on all our affiliate stations. And folks, we're going to have a very important announcement probably next week concerning that. I want to welcome all the folks at KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn, KDWN 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you call in nice, I'm nice. You call in nasty, woo, that number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, I don't usually horribleize. That's a new word. Write that down. I'm like O'Reilly. I'm going to bring out words every week for you to learn. Horribleize. I don't usually horribleize the hopeless Democrats because we expect nothing from them. And guess what? We get even less. But Hillary Clinton, come on now. This broad's views on the illegal alien invasion are the same as the rest of the candidates, and therefore she is a symbol of how massively out of touch the top-tier candidates are from both parties, by the way. They have yet to understand what the American people actually want. No amnesty, no amnesty, no amnesty, no way. That's what we want. Last week, in a speech to the racist Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, Hillary said that as president, she would push for amnesty to unite families. She said, quote, I believe we have to, as part of comprehensive immigration reform, create a path to earn legalization, and I continue to stand for that, and I advocate for that. Everybody talks about family values. Let's start valuing families, and that means immigrant families as well as every other family, end quote. Immigrant families? Nobody's talking about no damn immigrants. You don't need a comprehensive immigration reform for immigrants. Immigrants are welcome to this country. We embrace them, and they come here legally. We're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens. Learn the language, Hillary. Learn how to talk, Hillary. It takes one book to raise a presidential candidate. Learn how to understand things. Read a book. Figure something out. This woman is a total idiot. She continues to use the excuse of not wanting families to be separated, even though they've broken the law. I wish she would have the same respect and compassion for American convicts who are also separated from their families on a daily basis. That's right. You break the law, you go to jail, you're separated from your family. I don't hear anybody advocating for them. Just like an illegal alien. And he doesn't have to. He has a choice. The convict doesn't. The illegal alien can take his little rotten jackpot baby back to Mexico or wherever he's from. Whereas the convict gets separated from his family. He has no say-so in it. She then said, quote, we've got to deal with immigration to be sure that we're going to get back to doing what is straight, what is right and smart for America, end quote. What's right and smart for America is deporting every damn illegal alien that's here out of here on the first thing smoking. That's what's right for America. Get them out of here. Put them on a truck, on a bus, on a train, on a boat, on a plane, and get them back to wherever they came from. That's what's right for America, and that's what America wants. But these presidential candidates have not figured that out. And I'm talking about Rudy, and I'm talking about Romney, and I'm talking about McCain, and all the rotten rest of these Republicans who are doing the very same thing that she's doing. The only thing is she's doing it this week, and she sucks right now. Hillary Clinton, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. Let's get right to our guest now, folks. Let's knock it down a notch here. We're very privileged to have a friend of the Terry Anderson Show and a guy that I have been acquainted with for quite some time. And, folks, just for the record, I like this guy. Now, I don't like all of our guests, but I like this guy. He's a good guy. He's out here on the front doing work for America. He's written one of the greatest books ever written on this subject. When they talk about someday somebody will write the perfect book on immigration, it's been written, Fighting Immigration Anarchy by Dan Sheehy. Dan, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hey, Terry, it's great to be on your show again. You know, I should probably have a cup of coffee before I come on. You've got so much energy, and this is getting close to my bedtime.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. When it starts coming out, it comes out. And you know what it is, Dan? There's so much I want to say. I've only got an hour to do it, and it needs to be said. The American public needs to be educated, not by me, by somebody, but it doesn't seem anybody else is doing it, so I'm going to step up to the plate. But we want to make a great announcement tonight, folks. Dan, who has really been doing a lot of good work on the North American Union and on the illegal alien invasion, is going to have a speaking tour. Now, Dan, tell us about the tour.
Well, I'll be going to speak in five states, seven cities in the Northeast. Beginning Monday of next week, I'll be speaking in the states of New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Jersey.
And, Dan, they need it.
Yeah, they really
they
do need
they need
that.
It, buddy. They I'm really
looking,
need it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I'm going to, having lived out here in the Los Angeles area for the past 20 years, and then before that, in the 1960s, when I was a teenager, I want to share with them not only through my, you know, what I tell them, but also I have prepared it's now a 58 slide PowerPoint presentation. I put the finishing touches on it this weekend. I'm going to show them pictures they haven't seen before. I want to show them the seriousness of this invasion, because of course the mainstream media, which is essentially a corporate media cartel, will not show the American people. If the media showed the people the seriousness of the invasion would be over. So I'm looking forward to this speaking tour. It's being coordinated by the John Birch Society. I'm very thankful to them. And among the cities I'll be speaking in are Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and there's a good chance that Mayor Lou Barletta will be there.
What a guy.
And my first talk will be next Monday night in Albany, New York. They're expecting a crowd of 200 to 250 people.
That's a good crowd.
And I think earlier that day, some of the JBS chapter members are going to take me to some New York State congressional offices to talk about Governor Spitzer's decision to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
What an idiot.
An absolute idiot. So I'm very excited about this. I want to awaken these people and of course not only talk about the seriousness of the invasion, but the big picture, the big scheme behind it, and that is this North American Union. Our
Absolutely.
Government, the shadow government, really, they're integrating us with Mexico and Canada as we speak. That's why the Bush administration is pushing so hard to bring in Mexican trucks. That's why they sent Ramos and Compion to prison for 12 years.
For daring to try to seal up that border. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, of course, you know, the Los Angeles Times, which I read every day, and I know what they're up to, but whether it's the LA Times, the New York Times, or CBS or NBC, they've got a propaganda campaign going on right now to try to convince us American people, because we're just so stupid.
How do you keep your breakfast down?
That they're building the fence and they are arresting and deporting illegal aliens, and it's an absolute joke. It's
absolute
nothing but
joke.
Propaganda.
Yep, it is. It is. And you know what? You mentioned reading the Times. I have a hard time. I read it every once in a while if somebody directs me to it. But the only thing I can see would be good for is if we ran out of Charmin. But that's just my opinion.
Well, it's really my job. You know, I've been.
No, it is. And you're a writer, and you need to be informed with it. Me, I'm on the Internet so much. I get so much information from reliable sources like the Washington Times that I can trust. You know what I mean? And other papers. But the L.A. Times. And you think they would understand what they're loss of readership, why it's going down. We're not asking them to be a stiff right-wing paper. We're just asking them to be fair.
Well, exactly. But, of course, it's the LA Times is part of a much bigger corporation, the Tribune Corp, which has many, many media properties, print and broadcast, television and radio, not only in Chicago and Los Angeles, but elsewhere. So this is, as I said, this is just part of the corporate media cartel. But I'm excited about the tour.
Yeah, I'm not even going, and I'm excited. I think this is a great thing, Dan.
Yeah, it is.
You're gonna get to talk to people that need to hear what you offer them. Is not only your writing skills and your ability to talk about this problem, but you've actually lived in it. See, those guys back east, they don't understand. You've been here in California for a long time, and you have lived it. You have seen it firsthand. You get up every morning, you smell it. You know. You walk through it, and as a result, you can give them that experience. If only they will listen, and if you get them in the right frame of mind and the right venue, they will. And this is the perfect place. You know, you're doing these speaking engagements, and if they come there, it's because they want to hear it, and that's good. That's good. So what I'm telling you is give them hell from a California point of view. Nobody but a Californian knows what's going on out here.
Well, you know, the good news is the invasion has spread across the country. And other people are getting upset about it. We've had to live with this for so many years now. But, of course, the states that I'm going to be visiting, it's nowhere near as bad as it is out here in Southern California or Arizona or parts of Texas or parts of Colorado.
Or Georgia.
Or Georgia.
But Dan, why do you think these other mainstream conservative, alleged conservative talk show hosts aren't targeting this issue? Now, they're not talking about the North American Union. Now, let me just say, well, I don't talk about it on the air. I've got 1 hour every week, folks, and a lot of people write me and tell me I should talk about it, and I try to keep it focused on the invasion of that, which is just a part of the North American Union plot, but I totally believe it. But if I had more time, I would be into it. Why do you think these other guys don't talk about it?
Well, most of them are phonies, and I have a degree in mass communications from 30 years ago. I've been in communications my entire 30-year career, and I've worked in television news. I was a TV news producer for ABC and NBC. I was a print reporter in Washington, D.C., and I can tell you the people like Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly are nothing but phonies. This Hannity and Combs left-right nonsense, it is nothing but a diversion and a distraction to make us think that there are two sides battling each other, and it's an absolute lie. Hannity will not have me on his show. Neither will O'Reilly and some of the others.
Well, I wouldn't have you on either if I was them. And I'm going to tell you why, because you would point out the guy behind the curtain over there. You know what I'm talking about? And they don't want that. They really don't.
You're exactly right. This is the Wizard of Oz, and Toto is pulling the curtain open and exposing the wizard, who says, no, don't pay any attention to that man behind the curtain. I'm the great and powerful Oz. Well, these guys won't have me on because they don't want to debate me, because I'd cream them in a debate. I want to point out, Terry, that the John Birch Society, which has done an outstanding job covering the invasion and the North American Union, they have a free issue on their website at the newamerican.com, and I really encourage your listeners to go to it.
I've been reading that magazine for years. It's very informative. And one of the first magazines I ever saw an actual article about the invasion of this country.
Yeah, they've published another special issue of their biweekly magazine, The New American, strictly on the North American Union and the illegal alien invasion. The first time they published such an issue was October of last year. In fact, that's when they reviewed my book. But I really encourage all your listeners to go to it. It's free. My gosh, I mean, they've really bent over backwards. I don't know how they're doing it financially.
The price is right, you know.
But God bless them. Yep. And they have printed 1 million print copies that they're distributing across the country and trying to get in the hands of people.
Well, we hope everybody gets to the website and gets a print copy. Dan, we got to go. We're coming up on this hard break at the bottom. I wanted to get that announcement out about your speaking tour.
Thank you. Real quick, where
can people get information?
Yeah, they can go to my website, fightingimmigrationanarchy.com.
Okay.
Please go there. I've got some articles on there about the NAU and the invasion, and my speaking schedule is on there as well.
Dan Sheehy, our buddy. Dan, we wish you luck on there. Be safe, and let us know how it goes when you get back. We want to talk about it, you know. We got an announcement about Dan's book that we're going to be announcing in a few minutes, and we'll talk about that to help raise funds for our show. Dan, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Terry.
You take care.
You too.
Dan Sheehy, our buddy. Great guy. We're going to play another great guy now, Senor Cebeda. Everybody says they love hearing this because they know how this guy feels about America. This is courtesy of CCIR.
I was Dean Cebeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own
racists say that they should die. That they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
KRLA. Intelligent, conservative, talk radio.
Halloween is coming. You know what's really scary? Something that can make you scream like a college student trying to ask John Kerry a question? It's now playing in downtown L.A. It's called Nightmare on Spring Street.
Soy su alcalde, Antonio Villaraigosa.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
And the sequel is even more frightening because Mayor Villaraigosa turns into Governor Villaraigosa. To stop this monster, you don't need a wooden stake. You need to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad. I'm Walter Moore. You know me. You know my platform. You know my credentials. You know I'd make a terrific mayor. But you have to help. Don't put it off another day. In fact, consider Halloween the deadline. Halloween is your deadline to put up or shut up. Help me raise the remaining funds I need to get in the televised debates and turn this city around. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com and the nightmare, WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States. You know, folks, we said we want to make an announcement. I got a couple of announcements. First of all, Mark Edwards, who previously followed us on KFNX, you could get his show on The Wake Up America. He will be on the same station. You can get him on TheWakeUpAmerica.com and also be on KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday nights now at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. on Saturday for Mark Edwards. I think it'll be a little better time for him, and I hope he's very successful with that time. Mark runs a very good show. He has great guests, fabulous guests. And I think Mark interviewed the first guy that rode at the Pony Express, if I remember right. That's how long he's been on the radio. No offense, Mark. I'm just joking. But he's a great guy. That'll be 9 p.m. Saturday on TheWakeUpAmerica.com and Also, you can hear him live right in Phoenix, Arizona on KFNX 1100 AM. All right, folks, our other announcement is, you know, around this time of the year, we try to pick up a little money for the show. People seem to forget about us as Halloween, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas get close. People put us in the back of their minds. I understand it. You got your family and everything. But we have bills that go on. So we're going to start. We're going to do the calendars in about a month. But before the calendars start, we're going to do this this book that Dan Sheehy was very, very nice to make available to us. We have 20 books from Dan. And it's Fighting Immigration Anarchy, a fabulous book. Dan has signed these books. And since there's a chapter about me, I took the liberty and I signed the books. And we're going to get Barbara Coe to sign the book. And we're also going to get a few others like Lupe Moreno. We're going to try to get other people to sign it. We will guarantee you 4 signatures. How's that sound? People who are in the book, who are mentioned in the book, there's chapters about us and Dan's signature, of course, the writer of the book, which is the most important one. And here's what we're going to do. I know it's going to sound expensive, but, you know, if PBS can do it, so can we. A lot of people donate very nice sums to us. So anybody that wants to send us $100, and there are some who already do that, send us $100 and ask for the book. You have to ask for the book. Send $100, you don't say anything. We'll just think it's a very nice person with a very nice donation. But if you're one of the first 20 to send $100 to the show and ask for the book, we will send the book to you, the autographed book we will send out to you. We will also send you a calendar when they come out. We will have your name on file. When the calendars come out, you will get one. We're going to start the calendars probably in about a month or so. But Fighting Immigration Anarchy, a really, really good book. $100, we will send it out to you along with the calendar when the calendars come out. So if you want this book, let us know. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We'll give that out at the end of the show. And don't forget, we only have 20 books, 20 copies that we will be giving out. So, and here's the deal, folks. If you happen to be number 21, we're going to keep your money. You won't get a book, but we know you'll understand, and we know you want to help the show. But please, you know, be understanding about that. But we will announce every week how many books are left, if there are any left, and you can continue to donate accordingly. The other thing I want to announce, folks, is that we are going to have a special. I'm going to announce an announcement. We're going to have a very special announcement for you next week that is really going to be a great thing for the show. We have tried to build the show ever since it's been on the air. People ask me, why do you do the show? I do the show because it needs to be done. Somebody needs to talk about this. You don't think I'd like to talk about abortion and property rights and all the other stuff that people talk about? I would love to talk about that stuff. But we got an hour a week, and we're going to concentrate on the number one issue in this country. A lot of people, conservative talk show hosts, say that terrorism is the defining issue of our time. I disagree. I totally disagree. Terrorism's a maybe. Yeah, it hit us once. Don't get me wrong. It is a maybe if it's going to happen again. And it could happen. I'm not denying that. And it is a very important fact of life that it could happen. But this illegal invasion is not a maybe. It's happening every day. And it will leave this country crippled if it's not dealt with. We will have diminished our sovereignty and our culture to nothing unless we do something about this now. That is why this is a defining issue of our time, and that is why this is what I talk about every week, because we only have 1 hour. If I was on for 2 hours, we'd talk about something else the second hour. But I will continue to talk about this, and until we get this fixed, I will continue to do so. The announcement next week will be something very, very important. You're going to like it when you hear it. I want to send a shout-out to some of our other folks at FreeRepublic.com. Honest conservative American in Tokyo, and especially to proud Gulf War vet 65. We love you. Don't get it twisted, buddy. We love you. All right, folks, let's get to the callers. Let's go to Mike calling from El Segundo. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Thank you very much for your show. Illegal immigration is the most important issue, campaign issue, political issue this coming election. The Republicans, if they fail to realize that and don't get on the bandwagon ASAP against illegal immigration for all the candidates, anyone who wants to win, there's a good chance they'll lose to the Democrats.
And Mike, you make a very, very good and valid point, but But we have to remind him of this. Don't get on with the Sean Hannity routine about we have to secure the borders. That's all he ever says. There's more to this issue than that. They always talk about securing the borders first. We want these people deported from our country. Nothing else short of that will satisfy us. And that's what these candidates have got to be made to understand. And Mike, that is our job to make them understand it. Go ahead.
Right. Interior, thank you. Interior enforcement is so important. We're losing our culture, as you point out, our language. You know, you see these billboards along the roadways in Spanish language. Language only around the LA International Airport and elsewhere. Not a word of English on these billboards for Toyota cars, for Burger King, you name it. I went to a Chinese restaurant, Ventura County. I opened up the fortune cookie. Fortune's in Spanish. The other side was English, but one side in Spanish. I talked to the manager of the restaurant. I said, I don't plan on eating here again because of the fortune and the fortune cookie being in Spanish. This is America. And he said, well, they buy their food at this food supply restaurant in Los Angeles, and that's what they get. You know, I said, well, you're going to lose other customers, too, I'm sure. You better get something better than that. But it's ruining our whole culture. One half of all California public school students now are Spanish language speakers, mostly from Mexico.
It's outrageous.
They call them, quote-unquote, English learners. Okay?
Yeah.
It's totally outrageous. All of the, we're spending tens of billions of dollars. Just LA Unified School District alone is spending $19 billion, with a B, billion dollars of our tax money to pay for new schools to, quote-unquote, relieve overcrowding. That was to pay to educate Mexico's children, to pay to educate illegal aliens. Everywhere you look, and by the way, students in public schools was about $8,000 to $9,000 per year per student, I believe. It's around that that cost range.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, UCLA now, they're giving preferential treatment now under affirmative action or diversity, whatever they call it, even to illegal aliens over local, you know, residents and citizens. And that means they're giving them an extra $20,000 per year of our taxpayers' money per illegal alien student.
It's outrageous. Mike, a friend of mine was at Home Depot this last week. He's walking through Home Depot. And he's doing some work on his house. He's there for some supplies, and they make an announcement. You know, they say in English, welcome to Home Depot. And then the announcement to whatever the sale was totally 100% in Spanish. Totally 100%. So he walked around asking anybody, what did they say? What was that all about? He spoke no Spanish, so he didn't understand it. You know what? That is outrageous. That will make me never set foot. Home Depot is racist anyway, because Home Depot had an outreach to Hispanic people a few years ago where they wanted to hire more Hispanics. I ain't never had no outreach.
Oh,
and I intentionally said that illiterately, folks, so you understand where I'm coming from. I never had no outreach. And you know what they told me when I said, when are you going to outreach to black folks? When are you going to outreach to white folks? When are you going to outreach to these Asian people? They said, oh, we did that through the AARP. I said, oh, so I got to be old to be black and get an outreach from Home Depot. Give me a break.
Oh, it's outrageous. And speaking of black people, black Americans, there's a gentleman I know who works for my city, El Segundo, in the Public Works Department. And one day I saw him. I also saw a white gentleman and a Hispanic American citizen, all very good people, working, you know, digging up the street, doing work on the street. So I stopped, and being a former El Segundo City Council member, I knew these people, they knew me. I kind of smiled and said, I see you gentlemen are doing the work that Americans won't do.
Good for you.
And everyone buzzed up laughing. And then I had a bit longer conversation with a black gentleman, and he told me, we had a conversation on illegal immigration, he told me that that he had all the skills, experience, and knowledge necessary to start his own business as a contractor.
That doesn't matter anymore, Mike. That's worthless now.
He said he could not. The reason is because in order to compete with the other contractors out there, he'd have to hire illegal aliens.
To have that low payroll, that's the only way he can bid on a job, is to have the illegal work so his payroll can be low and his bid can be low. Mike, I got
to
go.
Yeah,
great call. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Great call. Let's go to David calling from Anaheim. David, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Yes, I'd like to give a website out that people can do things about the illegal alien invasion, run for office, start a political action committee, help us to volunteer help the Republican who runs against Loretta Sanchez. I'll give that website out in a second. Folks, you can do a lot more than you ever thought you can do. You know, this guy was just talking about the construction industry, contractors. You know, I heard a caller once call in on a talk show program who is in the construction industry in Orange County, and he said that if home buyers really knew what was going on in the construction industry, in the home construction industry, they would never buy a house in Orange County.
I've heard that before. And it's not just Orange County, David. It's everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Because nothing is ever square in these houses. You take a square in these houses, put them up to the walls. Oh, man, you get all kind of angles.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
floors, ceilings.
Signs out on businesses that are put up wrong.
Yep, drop a handful of marbles in the kitchen. Nothing sits in the middle of the room. It all runs toward the walls.
Yeah, it's very serious. Now, let's talk about the fake ID industry that is so prevalent in this country and that Loretta Sanchez refuses to do anything about, because Congress refuses to do anything about. My position is that no one in the Senate, of the U.S. Senate or House of U.S. Representatives is worthy of office until they sign a pledge they will do something about the fake ID industry and the illegal alien problem. And the fake ID industry, Terry, especially, which allowed the 9/11 hijackers to get fake IDs. There was an article from December 10th, 1998, Orange County Register, an illegal alien arrested in Oceanside, California, for producing thousands of fake driver's licenses, social security cards, insurance cards, birth certificates. You name it. That allows people to establish residency here and vote illegally, even on the electronic machine.
It is a huge problem, and we are doing absolutely nothing about it. Let's have that website, David. I got to go.
Okay, folks, please sign up. Please, we need you.
It's David, give me the website, David. We got to go.
Okay, localpolitics.meetup.com/97/.
All right, David. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Jerry, calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey there, buddy. Did you get the birthday money?
Yeah, Jerry. We're all set.
Wonderful. Well, we'll see if we can come up with 100. I hope for the book. That would be great.
Yeah, but what?
Hey, I want to talk about Rick Sanchez on CNN.
Yeah, go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead, Jerry.
I want to talk about Rick Sanchez. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. He's on CNN, and he seems to be the opposite of Lou Dobbs.
Let me tell you a little story about Rick Sanchez before you tell us what you're going to say.
Okay.
His producer called me, well, emailed me on Wednesday. I got in touch with him on Thursday. I was supposed to do his show on Friday, the Rick Sanchez show. It's called Out in the Open or something like that.
Yes.
Well, they never called me back, so they had on Dan Stein, which Dan did a very good job. But as I watched the show that Friday, the hour that I was supposed to be on, I was so delighted that I hadn't gone. This guy is a piece of trash. This guy is absolutely the most liberal. I mean, he kept referring to these people as immigrants. No. He kept using the term immigrant, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He kept using the word immigrant. So I'm very happy I didn't go, but go ahead.
Well, if you do ever get on, don't be afraid to go on and say your piece.
I'm not interested because he shouts and overtalks. You know, it would be a waste of my time. But
well, that's true. And he will overtalk you. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think we should be aware of that. And also, I think we should be aware of that we have people running in San Bernardino for local office. And we have people running all over the country for local offices who are on our side, and we need to support them. And by the way, I'm going to be Luke Gazzana tomorrow, so I'll say hi to him.
Say hi for me. I appreciate it. Jerry, thanks for the call.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, let's go to Steve calling from Van Nuys. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, hi. I just want to say that, you know, I listen to your show all the time, and I can kind of understand your frustrations and the people's frustrations, but you know I'm tired of hearing people being called illegal aliens and you know
what should we call them, Steve?
When the rules started years ago, that's what the way that they were called, and they had to go through Ellis Island and
all. Not what I ask you, Steve. I ask you a question. You don't want to hear us call them illegal aliens. What should we call them?
Call them human beings that are trying to better their life.
So if a guy's coming through my window at night at 2 o'clock in the morning with a flashlight and a club in his hand, is he a human being also?
No, you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. You hit it right on the head. That's what we're trying to do,
not
Steve.
Not all of them.
We're trying.
Get rid of those bad ones.
They're all bad, Steve. Steve, they're all bad. You're not supposed to come to anybody's country illegally. Will you agree with me on that?
Well, I tell you why I won't.
Okay, tell me.
You see, when you say to somebody else's country, this world is round, first of all.
Okay.
We just happen to be from a different place.
Okay.
We all happen to be from a different location.
So people should be able to go where they want.
Yeah, and there should be
Does that include your house?
No, that's a whole other issue.
So in other words, the United States government is not allowed to draw the boundary, not allowed to draw the boundary at the border with Mexico, but you have the audacity to draw the boundary at your property line.
Well, that's because it's your property.
So what is this? This is our property as a country. What's the difference? Do you understand, Stephen? I'm trying to be nice here with you, even though you're an idiot, but I'm trying to be nice. Do you understand that if we were to open up the floodgates of this country, that 90% of the world would come here if we allowed that? Don't you understand that this would cease being the country that people wanted to go to? Because it would no longer be a better country than the rest of them.
And we would have to enforce our laws a little bit better. Why can't we
do that now?
Well, it can be done now, but the problem is what I'm trying to get at is I understand. Yeah, the rules are there and to protect people and in certain things. But if we were to embrace these people and everybody was to share the things that we have, you know, I'm sure we could get.
How many live at your house, Steve?
Five.
You have five illegal aliens?
No.
How many have you embraced and taken into your house? That's what I'm asking.
I've done my share to help as many people as I can, not taken into my house.
How many have you embraced and made them welcome into this country by giving them a job or some type of money or some type of shelter?
I do give money and I try to help.
Give money to who? Who do you give money to?
For the children. It doesn't matter who they are. They could be Mexican. They could be Black, Chinese. If they're struggling and they need our help, then you know we need to enforce the laws. We need to have strict laws. If somebody commits a crime, yes, they need to get punished and go to jail.
But it's okay for them to come here illegally, in your estimation?
The only reason it's in my estimation it's okay because the government says that's what they say, that they're illegal.
So basically, I want to get this straight, Steve. In your mind, some laws are okay to break and some laws are not okay to break. You said we have to punish the ones who break certain laws, but the other laws are okay.
No, you shouldn't break any law, and we shouldn't have an immigration law. We should have an immigration policy.
Well, we do.
But then they should round all these people.
Do you know how many people we break?
Give them a card, and tell them that they have to put their fingerprint or whatever. But now you open up another can of worms and say, well, ACLU steps in and says, well, you can't do that. It's unconstitutional.
Well, let me just say this to you, Steve. You're rambling here. You're speaking out of two extremities of your body, one the upper extremity and one the lower. But let me just say this to you. What you're doing here is you're saying that some laws are okay to break, some laws are not, and we should get these people and register them. That means that the next 30 million would step up to the border and say, these people got legalized, we're going to go in too. All you're going to do is encourage more and more and more. But I did make the statement, I always say it, if you're nice, I'm nice. We had an exchange of ideas, Steve. I disagree with you. I think you're full of it, and I'm sure you think the same thing on me. That's what America's all about. But I do appreciate your call. I would ask you one other thing before I go. Why do you listen to the show if you're tired of what I say?
Well, I didn't mean to really say that. I'm just tired of hearing the same thing instead of hearing some positive things of how to better improve our lives.
I said that tonight. The positive thing is what's happening in urban Texas. They're rounding them up in urban Texas. That's the positive thing.
Just as you called me an idiot.
Well, that's my opinion.
Call you an idiot.
Well, that's my opinion. I think you're an idiot. You probably don't think I'm one. That's the difference, but I mean,
I
you know.
I think you're a man with a mission that's trying to do something, but you need to rearrange the way you're doing it.
Okay, well, that's your opinion, Steve, and I appreciate the call. And if I hurt your feelings by calling you an idiot, I apologize, even though I do think you are one. You take care, buddy.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. Call me again. Feel free. Let's go to Pete, calling from Paradise. Pete, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Boy, you tore that last caller a new one, man.
Give him this, Pete. The guy had the guts to call and give his opinion, and we weren't nasty to each other. And I don't mean anything by calling him an idiot. I think his views are idiotic. That's what I should have said. But go ahead.
The topic I wanted to bring up is there's a guy named Jim Brossert in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, we've got his number. We're going to maybe get him on next week.
Oh, I tried to look him up on the web, try to find his phone number, and I heard he might be in trouble, and they're trying to press some kind of charges.
It's just a misdemeanor, malicious abuse of somebody's property because the flags did belong to somebody else.
Well, I know one thing. That guy has polarized a whole lot of Americans with his actions and deeds and with his dedication. That guy is a stand-up United States citizen, and there's a whole lot of people now that are right behind him and really appreciate what the heck that guy did.
I hope he runs for president.
I'd vote for him.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. Pete, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. Keep up the good work, Terry.
All right, Pete. All right. Let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. That guy, Steve from Van Nuys, sounded like a communist and a Quaker to me.
Well, I got nothing against Quakers or communists if they're in their own country. You know, that's fine. But go ahead, Steve.
Anyway, Border Patrol agents Ramos and Campion continue to fester in jail because Traitor Bush put them there. He's trying to break the back of the Border Patrol and create the North American Union. So, coming up on the 13th of October, in the following cities, there will be AmericanFreedomRiders.com will be having demonstrations in favor, to free Ramos and Campion. Go to AmericanFreedomRiders.com and scroll down, and you can find out the contact information in the following cities. Las Vegas, Nevada, good place. Chicago, Illinois. San Jose, California. Fort Myers, Florida. Honolulu, Hawaii. Miami, Florida. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hollywood, California. Go to AmericanFreedomRiders.com and get your local contact. And even if it's just a half a dozen of you people, stand up for Jose.
Steve, sometimes a half a dozen people is a lot of people. And that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Sometimes that's a lot of people. Sometimes it's very effective.
Yeah, we've got to keep this thing alive. Keep it alive, because we can't give up. Because old Traitor Bush thinks, we'll forget about this and this issue will be buried. We can,
All right, Steve, gotta go, buddy.
All right,
thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Robert calling from Hollywood. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. You said that that guy, what was his name, Steve?
I believe
so. Yeah, you said he's an idiot, right?
Yeah.
And he just said that you said that, but I'm going to give you a second opinion.
Sure.
He is an idiot, a total idiot, and millions of us think the same way.
Well, you are an American, Robert. You have a right to your opinion.
Yes. I'll second that opinion. That's all I have to say this week.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the backup, buddy.
Sure.
You
Bye-bye.
Take care. Robert, I love it. Gee, that's good stuff. Let's go real quick. Let's go to Greg calling from Reno. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, wanted to say, the talk show host, the local one here who was always anti-illegal immigration, decided to go to bat for that guy Luther Matt with the 11 McDonald's.
What's his name? What's his name, Greg?
Oh, his name is
the talk show host.
Bill Manders.
Who?
Bill Manders was saying maybe we should go ahead and legalize some of them that actually have a job.
Really?
He's always going to the bat for the business owner, and he has absolute contempt for the rest of us trying to earn a living. I've learned that by listening to him for the last couple of years. And Hillary Rotten Clinton. If you don't like Bush, you won't like Hillary because they're in bed together. Because you remember Bush saying, "Oh yeah, Bush Clinton." And that's the conspiracy that'll go back and forth. Bush Clinton, and they're running this country into the ground. So don't be a liberal idiot moron and don't vote for Hillary Rotten Clinton.
All right, Greg. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you, Terry.
Real quick, we got somebody claiming to be Augustin Cebeda.
Viva la migra, viva la migra, viva la migra, viva la migra.
All right, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate that. That means long live the Border Patrol, which we do believe in. That's absolutely the truth. Got to go, folks. End of the show. I want to remind everybody we do need your help to stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We got 20 books we'd like to give out, and they're very good books. And they're brand new, folks, previously unread. These are not used books. Anyway, this week with the swings, good stuff. One column this week is called Deport the Alligators, good stuff. And I want to say congratulations to Shane for his new arrival. Chris was just born. That's why he didn't write a column this week. You can read it on our website. I want to say thanks to Alex Connell, my engineer Deluxe, Mel for taking your calls, my producer Michael Wolner. Don't forget Mark Edwards Saturday night at 9, Kevin James every weeknight here on KLA. And don't forget Loris Rescala live coming up next. Buy something, American folks. It is very important. If you don't, who will? And if we don't keep these people in working condition, our economy will go down. I notice nobody ever says that. I applaud Sean Hannity for that when he always talks about Buy American, and I do like that about him. He goes out of his way. I want to thank everybody that called and participated in the show. All those who didn't get on, Anita, San Jose, George Tampa, and all the rest, I'm sorry, next week. Don't forget those three websites that we talk about every week, the TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention.